It's Friday, June 13th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Israel launched a wave of strikes across Iran on Friday and targeted its nuclear program and military sites, killing at least 2 top military officers and raising the prospect of an all-out war between the 2 Middle East adversaries. It appeared to be the most significant attack Iran has faced since its 1980s war with Iraq. The strikes came amid simmering tensions over Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear program and appeared certain to trigger a reprisal. Hours after the initial attack, Israel's military said it had begun intercepting Iranian drones launched in retaliation. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that the United States was not involved in the strikes, noting that Israel advised the Trump administration it would take action for its own self-defense. In other news, California Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly ejected from a press conference Thursday after he tried to confront a top administration official over President Trump's immigration crackdown in the city of Los Angeles. Padilla attempted to interrupt Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's remarks at the event and was grabbed and removed by several men. Noem and others were addressing immigration raids and the federal response to protests that have spread across the city, saying they would forge ahead with their operations. The incident sparked a firestorm on Capitol Hill, where Democrats pointed to it as an example of what they have called the administration's authoritarian impulses. Days after President Trump ordered National Guard troops and Marines to Los Angeles to quell the disorder over the objections of state officials. In world news, an Air India Boeing 787 passenger jet carrying 242 people bound for London crashed into a residential area Thursday, less than a minute after taking off. Only one person survived the crash, which was the first fatal incident for Boeing's Dreamliner aircraft. Air India said the sole survivor was a British national of Indian origin who was being treated in the hospital. Thursday's crash is a fresh blow to Boeing, which has been mired in safety and production issues in recent years. The Air India incident also dents the excellent safety record of the 787 Dreamliner, which entered service in 2011. Back in the U.S., at least 5 people were killed in flooding that swept vehicles off the road and led to multiple high water rescues, authorities in San Antonio said Thursday. The fatalities were reported in northeast San Antonio in the Loop 410 area on Thursday morning, police said. 15 vehicles were reportedly swept off the road, according to San Antonio Police Chief William McManus. A flash flood warning was issued for the San Antonio region into Thursday afternoon, as abundant moisture flowing in from the Gulf created a life-threatening flash flood risk. Between 2 and 7 inches of rain had fallen in the San Antonio area as of Thursday morning, some falling as fast as 2 inches in 30 minutes. And House Republicans narrowly passed a $9.4 billion rescissions package that includes cuts to foreign aid, as well as the entity that funds National Public Radio and the public broadcasting system. The vote was 214 to 212 after some last-minute arm-twisting by GOP leaders convinced 2 Republicans, Representatives Nick LaLota of New York and Don Bacon of Nebraska, to switch their votes to yes from no. All Democrats were opposed, joined by 4 Republicans. The package now heads to the Senate, where it could face more scrutiny from Republicans. The White House proposed package effectively asked lawmakers to rescind funds they previously appropriated, including $8.3 billion to foreign assistance programs and $1.1 billion to public media. Republicans have nicknamed it the Doge Cuts Package, promoting it as an effort to advance the cost-cutting agenda championed by President Trump's ally, Elon Musk. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.